unlocking the latest SMA insights, courtesy of Biogen.
Today is Tuesday, September 11th, 2018. I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor of SMA News Today.
Life-saving therapies like Spinraza or nusinersen and others still in trials are indeed important breakthroughs for patients with spinal muscular atrophy, or SMA. But there's still no substitute for time-honored medical strategies like early machine-assisted ventilation that vastly improve quality of life. Respiratory physiotherapist Miguel R. Gonçalves is an MD of Portugal's São João University Hospital. He gave a presentation called Quality of Life in SMA on August 24th at the 6th Polish SMA Conference in Warsaw. Gonçalves said, "The drug has no impact if the child does not survive, and the child will only survive with good respiratory management. If you give a child Spinraza at the age of 10 days, probably he'll never develop respiratory failure. I saw a kid in Italy with SMA type 1 who was running. He started taking Spinraza at the age of 1 month because his brother had SMA and he was diagnosed at birth." End quote. But most infants who have been lucky enough to access the expensive therapy don't begin taking it until their second birthday, on average. Expensive, as in carrying a U.S. retail price of $750,000 for the first year and $375,000 every year after that. More than 400 people attended the event at which Gonçalves spoke. It was hosted by Polish nonprofit Fundacja SMA and was sponsored by APCO, Bieska, Invicta, and other European healthcare firms. Gonçalves has lectured across 35 countries. He has said that even patients totally dependent on machines to breathe and cough can enjoy a high quality of life, regardless of what some doctors may think. He said the following: "There's a big difference in the concept of quality of life of children with SMA among health professionals and caregivers. They don't have experience with SMA. Many people think SMA is like a terminal disease, and that when an SMA patient goes to the emergency room or is very sick with criteria to be admitted into the intensive care unit, they should not resuscitate. Yet I've never had one mother or father or a patient with SMA tell me they want to die. Our patients have good quality of life because we keep their lungs healthy and well ventilated, and we avoid tracheostomy, or trach tubes, because when it is done in SMA type 1, it's impossible to reverse. Without proper ventilation, many of these patients might be okay for the first 2, maybe 3 years. Then they get pneumonia and go into intensive care, where doctors try to wean them off the ventilator and extubate these patients with spontaneous breathing, and they can't do it. They tell the parents to let nature take its course, and that if they want the child to live, it'll only be with a trach tube. They'll never gain the ability to speak and will be dependent on the ventilator 24 hours a day. Sleeping with a mask does not decrease quality of life. SMA patients who are ventilated during the night with efficient, non-invasive ventilatory support sleep better, have better appetites, and avoid hospitalization. The sooner we start non-invasive ventilation, the better." End quote. Gonçalves is part of the pulmonology department at a Portuguese neuromuscular clinic. They treat more than 300 patients with neuromuscular diseases, with perhaps 20% of them having SMA. He is a graduate of New Jersey Medical School, which is now part of Rutgers University. For the last 15 years, he has worked closely with John Bach, MD, who is a prominent American neuromuscular expert. Gonçalves recalled that when he began his career as a respiratory physiotherapist 18 years ago, there were only 2 types of masks on the market. Now patients can choose from more than 50 models. He said, "During the years on non-invasive ventilatory support, it is important to rotate interfaces to avoid ulcers and damage on the bridge of the nose. Children like changing them a lot, and every year, the industry puts a new and more fun interface on the market." End quote. As they get older, Gonçalves puts his patients on mouthpiece ventilation for daytime ventilatory support, or a quote, "a sip of fresh air," to help them get through the day, especially if their voice is too low or their cough is too weak. He said, "These kids have no movement at all, yet they have an excellent quality of life. They are very intelligent, they have academic degrees, they discuss politics, and they can be socially very active. The ventilator is never a problem. They also go to baseball and soccer matches and to the zoo. One of my patients with mouthpiece ventilation even went to a plane cockpit to see how a plane is piloted. End quote. During his talk, Gonsalves showed a photo of Dream Music Directory, abbreviated as DMD. They are a Japanese rock group whose lead singer is confined to a wheelchair. All are ventilator dependent and all have Duchenne muscular dystrophy, a disease whose abbreviation is also DMD. The band members all synchronize between music and breathing. Gonsalves continued by saying, "Before Spinraza came on the market, there was no motivation for doctors and therapists to keep these people alive. Now, you have a big industry, and everyone wants to get involved. I embrace this investment, and probably thanks to Spinraza, people will start doing what we have been doing for 20 years with no Spinraza. We never believed a cure was necessary to keep these patients alive." End quote. While extolling the benefits of early ventilation, Gonsalves also stressed how important it is to learn the risks of doing it at home. He said, "Caregivers must be experts in ambulation, air stacking, and helping patients to breathe and cough. There are many factors influencing the complexity of setting up home ventilation, so we need to train the team in what patients need. In fact, patients with SMA should themselves be trained to be self-directed in their care, so they can potentially train their own caregivers and fire them when they are not competent. There are also examples of patients who even marry their caregivers." End quote. With patients living into their 40s these days, Gonsalves said caregivers are themselves becoming too old and sick to offer the constant assistance people with SMA require. He finished by urging governments around the world to prepare for the reality that SMA patients soon will outlive their parents. He finished by saying, "I now have parents with Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and cancer. One mother has been taking care of her child for 60 years. She's now 90 and still caring for her son. It's always been widely accepted that they die before their parents. That's not true anymore. Countries must prepare to care for these patients as they get older."
Up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum Director Michael Morale.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.
Welcome to my weekly flash briefing for SMA News Today. My name is Michael Morale. In this week's flash briefing, I want to spend a few minutes to introduce myself to those of you that are listening. I've been doing flash briefings for SMA News Today for the past few months, and while you may recognize my voice, you've probably never met me in person. Trust me, I'm not really much to look at. While most of my good friends tell me that I have a face for radio, I fully understand that they mean this as a slap in the back of my head. But I look at it as a compliment. It totally dumbfounds all of my friends that I would take it as a compliment, but then again, that's probably the reason why I do it. It keeps them guessing. I've always tried to maintain a positive attitude with regards to my life, and that's what I would like to speak to you about today. I want you to remember a date for me. I want you to remember Monday, September the 18th, 2017. I'm going to tell you why this particular day is the date that I'll always remember until the day that I die. But before I do that, let me explain a little bit more about myself. There are those that would question as to why I'm as positive as I am today, given the fact that I've been in a wheelchair all of my life. I walked on braces and crutches up until junior high, but for the most part, I spend the majority of my day sitting in my wheelchair. While spinal muscular atrophy has robbed me from doing some of the things in my life that I would have enjoyed doing, it's also presented opportunities for me to grow as a person and to share my spirit and attitude with others. If you were to just look at me and never come up and introduce yourself to me, you would probably think that my inability to walk is something that would affect my attitude, but you would be wrong. If anything, my wheelchair has taught me that there are so many more important things about life than my inability to walk. I was formally diagnosed with spinal muscular atrophy in 1996. Up until then, I had been misdiagnosed numerous times and never really knew what to call my disease. Doctors knew that it was a neuromuscular disease, but they were unable to properly diagnose or give me reasons as to why my life was the way it was. After finally being properly diagnosed in 1996, I can now sink my teeth into an actual diagnosis. So, why am I so excited about life? Well, let me tell you why. In September 2017, I, like so many others, received a new chapter in our life. It was a chapter that we would not be writing ourselves. This chapter was going to be written by a pharmaceutical company by the name of Biogen. With the development of their new drug called Spinraza and its approval by the FDA as the first treatment for SMA, this new chapter in my life would finally give me the reason to not only remain excited about my life, it also gave me the will to spread my message to those who were affected by the same disease that I had. You see, while others look at materialistic things such as money as a way to change their lives, a 5cc vial of Spinraza was all the excitement that I needed. I had always wanted to exercise and take physical therapy to get stronger, but doctors warned me as a child that if I tried to get stronger and if I tried to build muscle by working out or doing any kind of physical therapy, I would probably do more damage to my body than good. I was missing a key protein in my body that would allow me to not only sustain the muscle that I had, but also the ability to grow new muscle. With the approval of Spinraza, I was finally going to be able to receive that key protein that my body was unable to produce on its own. After my second loading dose of Spinraza, I called my neurologist and I asked her if I could begin physical therapy. In the back of my mind, I knew that she was probably going to tell me no, but to my surprise, she told me that I now had her approval to start working out and taking physical therapy. These were words that I waited many years to hear, and I can tell you that this was an extremely emotional day in my life. At the beginning of this flash briefing, I asked why Monday, September the 18th, 2017, was a date that I would always remember. The answer to this question is that this was the date that I began my injections, and this was the date that my life would forever change. That new chapter in my life that I spoke about just a few minutes ago would be the most important chapter in my book. I've now been going through physical therapy for nearly 11 months, and the changes that I've seen since starting therapy have been both eye-opening and awe-inspiring. When I began my treatments, I knew that they were just that, nothing more than a treatment. This wasn't going to be a cure for my disease, and I fully understood that before beginning my journey. My hopes were that my physical therapy would allow me to build some muscle and to feel better both physically and mentally. To my surprise, my energy and my stamina have grown exponentially. When I started physical therapy, I told my therapist that I would probably be one of her only patients that truly looked forward to having sore muscles. After working out, I would go to bed at night and my muscles would be screaming. And while it may have been uncomfortable, I knew that if these muscles were screaming, I knew that these muscles were still there and still active. I look at physical therapy as entertainment. It's that one day a week that I get to go in and shake my muscles up, slap them in the face, and let them know that their job has only just begun. My core muscles have improved dramatically, and my balance and my overall energy level throughout the day is the same at 10 o'clock at night as it is at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, I never could have said this before beginning my physical therapy. For those of you that are able-bodied, you may look at physical therapy as something that's not enjoyable. But if you ask someone like myself, who has never been able to take physical therapy until they started receiving their treatments of Spinraza, well, you may not fully understand what we're going through. You see, I don't look at it as an unpleasurable experience. I look at it as pleasurable. Small baby steps of improvement are the only thing that I ask, because I know that a bunch of baby steps will equate and equal to a large sign of growth. I no longer look at life as something that has to be lived. I look at life as something that must be lived. You may laugh at my excitement, but until you've lived my life, I hope you will be inspired by my excitement and remember those of us that are working so hard to achieve something that so many people take for granted each and every day of their life. I didn't necessarily need a reason to live, but now I have one. I hope you enjoyed this week's flash briefing. We at SMA News Today hope everyone is having a fantastic day. And until next time, take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
Be sure to visit SMA News Today for the latest daily digital coverage of spinal muscular atrophy. For SMA News Today, I'm Mike Nace, Executive Editor.
This is your daily flash briefing, brought to you by Biogen. Learn more about a treatment option for SMA, locate a treatment center, or attend an event near you at unlocksma.com.